Hearing is change of zone number 1889, Air Fish Automotive.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.771 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Trussan Pond Road and Sussex Highway Route 113. The 911 address is 11125 National Boulevard, Laurel. The tax parcel is a portion of District 332, Map 1, Parcel 72. Staff would submit for the record the results of the Delta service level evaluation, which did not require TIS, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and a survey of the property showing the area to be rezoned. Thank you.
We thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Good evening, Commissioners. Tim Willard for the applicant, Airfish Automotive. And Airfish Automotive is your kind of in the car repair mode maybe now. It's run by Brent James. He's right here on the right. This is his father, who also owns the property. This is William James. I get this confused, and that's Brent James.
I was going to say, I believe that's Brent James over there.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I think
you can call him whatever you want.
Well, he's a second, but they call him the younger one, William, and he runs the business. And just at the outset, I can tell you the business, you were talking about that other business kind of specialized. William's business is pretty specialized too. It's diesel repair, and it's only for Fords. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the business now. It's actually been operating at this site, which is why he's got to get a change of zone or something to make it right. That's why we're here, and I'll tell you a little bit about the history. You already know where the property is located. There it is. It's on Sussex Highway, or also known as 13. It's a half mile south of 24 on the west side of the property, right south of Trussman Pond, and to the rear of the property is Gordy Road. The total property is approximately 16 acres. If you all have the site plan, they're just asking for the front 5 acres that border on the highway to be zoned commercial. And if you see the building there, thank you, whoever's doing that, that's the building where he has his shop, and that's where he wants to continue to have the shop. The James family has been around this area for quite some time. In fact, what was your father's name?
William.
Yeah. Put it this way.
I don't remember.
You have to draw us a picture here before.
Yeah, Laurel's rotten with William Brent James's, but he was the one that actually got the property in 83 and started a business, a home supply business. Prior to that, there's the building in the front, there's one in the back that's not really being used now. They were hatcheries for many decades. And as the economy changes and things change, Brent's father started a business in the larger building, and it was a home building supply business. And to do that, he actually got a conditional use in 1983. It was approved on 8/16/83, and I don't know if you all have a copy of that. I can hand it up if you want. And basically, it was to allow retail sales and storage.
If I may approach?
Yeah, no, thanks. Love having the record.
I didn't see that in your file, but we pulled it through your staff. I'll find it out of some book in the back.
Because it's not as elaborate as some that you do these days. It's two sentences, I think. But so he operated that business until 1999 or thereabouts. Okay, we may have let you talk in a minute, but so I'll bring you up. It was first quite some time, several decades. And then at some point after that, I think Yoder leased the property, and it was an over-door garage business. In 2015, William, who was working in Del Mar and sort of mastering this diesel repair business, he had the opportunity to move in this building and do what he does, which is repair Ford diesels, and that's what he did. Not too long ago, the county knocked on his door and said, well, this has got a conditional use for storage, not to do automotive repair, and because of the location and what was around there, they chose to apply for a conditional use, commercial to C3, which allows for auto repair. You'll notice they have some land that they've included in the 5 acres, the survey to the left. They're not sure what they want to do with that, but since it's bordered on, it's fronting on 13, if the business expands, they might be able to use that as parking. They may also, want to do auto sales or storage facilities for contractors or something that would occupy and make that useful. And because of the location of where it is and because of the topography of it, it made sense to just include it in the 5 acres. In fact, since the county got involved, they had to do a few other things, and William has, I'll just list a few things that they've done to the interior of the building, because they're bringing it up to code reference the fire marshal, which they've already done. The lobby entrance was cut out and changed to 36-inch openings with a new door installed. The shop entrance for the lobby door was cut out, changed to 36 inches, because it's an old building, so they had to bring it up to code as far as that's concerned. Bathroom door was cut to 36, conference room wall was blocked in with the fire door installed. Two openings in the future firewall closed in with block going between shop and storage room. The shop window was cut out, and they put a fire door in. Storage room and window was cut out with fire door. 90% of all exit signs with backup lighting were installed. All fire extinguishers installed. So they've done that, which is the right thing to do, to bring it up to code reference fire marshal. He has approximately just 3 employees. Like I said, it's a very specialized business that works on Ford pickup truck diesels. I said, what mostly do you do with them? And he says, replace the whole engines. That sort of surprised me because I thought they'd go forever.
It's Ford, right?
It's Ford.
Pretty nice.
Wow.
I got an F-150, but it's going to go forever. So let's talk about the area.
Why?
An old one. It's a Ford. There's a truck that built America, right? As far as the area, if we could have the zoning map put back up. And I have an aerial and some photographs that I'll pass. I think I have enough.
And these were not submitted prior to 10 days ago. I just got in this last week, but these are in the public domain, so I don't think there'd be an objection.
Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at them. They're all pictures.
They're
of
fine, yeah.
It's the visuals you've seen driving by, so I don't have a problem.
I appreciate that. I just, sometimes it's good if you're not from the west side, you might not picture it. Most of us know what Johnny Janosik looks like, because it's like a, it's big. And this is right across the street from that. So you have an aerial view that shows Johnny Gymnastics. You see it's pretty close to the 24 intersection, which is a lot going on down there. Actually, the Google map even recognizes Airfish Automotive. On the cover, you can see the Dutch Country Market. There's a furniture. The market to the south. There's a, I think it's called the towing business up north. In fact, part of the Johnny Gymnastics is all that gray area is industrial. It's H1, which is heavy industrial. When I was looking at it, it looked like it's just used for warehousing now, but that's what it's zoned. So I don't know if at some point they had that manufacturing in there or something. But so they're right across the street from all of that. And I've shown pictures of the actual facility, which is well kept, if you can see. He's already got some signage out there. It keeps some trucks on the left. If you look north, you see the towing business as well as another Royal Farms. They're everywhere, right? And then you see a Johnny Gymnastic. And you see down to the south, there's other commercial activity. So this also, in 2019 comprehensive plan, is in a developing area, which calls for some commercial and industrial if the infrastructure is there. I had trouble figuring what strategies area this was because I couldn't blow up the map, but it's either one or two, it seems to me, as far as state resources. So we think this change of zone is consistent with the comprehensive plan as well as the surrounding areas. It's a good livelihood for this young man, and we're hoping you'll approve it. I don't know if you're going to have any questions, but I'm going to call William up here. William, you've heard my representations to the commission tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
I need you to state your name for the...
William Brent James, yeah. 32709 Meadow Branch, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Okay.
And the only other thing I have, which I think I've articulated most of these points, is just my proposed findings. Currently, the property's on private water and sewer, but everything else, I think I've stated already in here.
So I don't know if you have any questions for one of the Jameses or me?
Well, let's find out. If anybody's got any questions for you, we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a couple. So you have three employees now. Do you expect to have any more employees than that?
With the business, I would hope to grow in the future, yes.
So how many employees would you?
I think we would probably be capped out about five.
Five?
Yes.
Yeah, now keep in mind the change of zone, so we don't.
Oh, so I don't need to know that. That's right. Okay.
I mean, you can know there are questions,
but it's not like a condition.
Okay. The salvage. So there's stuff I noticed was stored there now. But that's already, they already have that, right? The storage?
There's a storage condition. I don't know that that's not lapsed at this point. That'd be a question.
I'm going to guess it has lapsed since they have stated there have been other uses that have since occupied the building. So now we have illegal uses going on the property because the conditional use has lapsed, because the conditional use was very specific for that use, and now we have different uses, which is why they've come in for a change of zone.
Yeah, what they're asking for is this portion to do what they're not permitted to do now, and that's why we're asking for the change of zone.
But the other buildings, I think they're not part, this is a question, they're not part of this new, he only wants to carve out a piece of the, is it 14 acres total?
It's 16, and we're just looking for the front five.
He's only carving out five of the 16,
and
that,
if you
borders look, one third, that borders 13.
Yeah,
correct.
Right. If you look closely at the survey.
And the buildings, I think, are, those buildings that people are talking about aren't even part of this.
That,
they're
correct.
Part of 16, but not the five.
Correct. The only building part of the 16 is,
that I saw stored is not part of what we're.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you know, if you can see in the survey a little closer, those lines are marked, you know, the zoning line, if it's approved. So if that's
right.
Approved.
But the application is for the repair business and salvage. So you do plan
no.
to.
No. Well, it's C3.
It's
so
for a rezoning application.
So anything that was permitted in the C3 would be allowed to happen there. Yeah.
Which is like retail, it's all oriented.
It's
offices.
And I just was concerned about the storage of stuff and it sitting there forever. And
right. Well, no, but to your point though, there's going to be, still, if this gets approved as rezoning, they're going to have to come back in with site plan review. So you're going to see where, you know, obviously the buildings are there, but where vehicles are parked, and we can even require there to be on there the locations for storage and things like that.
Well, I think what you're talking about is are the pickup trucks that have been parted out. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And they and I would perceive that is within the 5 acre area. Is that correct? Is that the pickup trucks that have been parted? They're This is a question. They're within the 5 acre area that you want to.
Everything that I'm looking to do is all combined in that five acre area.
So I think what Ms. Wingate is concerned about is that how long do you leave vehicles that have been parted? But if it's that type of zoning, probably as long as you want, right? Because they can. In
well,
the type of zoning, they can probably.
Junkyard is not permitted.
It won't be allowed to be a junkyard. In the business he's in, he's got vehicles that they get parts from. And by necessity, they have to be somewhere. But in the site plan process, that area should be designated. It may be fenced, it may be, you can't just be all over the place. It'll have to have some organization to it. And it cannot, because it cannot be a junkyard. If it's classified as a salvage, or a salvage yard, I think is the legal word, a salvage yard. So that would be a different.
And also, I mean, everything that, like you did say, some of the stuff is out of necessity that we need, but we try to keep, there might be one here and there that was stopped running right there or something like that, or tore something up, and that's why it's sitting at a location. But 99% of the vehicles are all within line of each other. Like when you drive by, it looks like a perfect L. There isn't stuff like, you know, nothing crazy.
That's
wrong.
Really my biggest concern is
to
not
to keep
create
it presentable.
A
and we can address that at site plan and make some requirement as that.
We don't have a metal cemetery.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. That's all I have.
If you, if it is helpful, the second picture that I sent you shows the business and the trucks that are, I asked them what they were and they were custom.
And I saw that when I visited, yeah, but I just was, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Looked around. Didn't enter your property, but we just looked around.
Although we were allowed to.
I entered the property.
I drove all the way to the back.
Yeah, I took National Boulevard.
Oh, well, that's.
Near the back of the property. I didn't find.
That is a private road, I think, yeah. We have videos of all your visits, but we didn't think we needed to present them.
I was respectful. I'm concerned about the vehicles. I thought there was a significant amount of them, and with all due respect to your business, and I endorse government health and business, it had a junky effect. There was a lot of vehicles that were being used for repurposing parts, and I do think in your site plan that should be screened or shielded somehow.
Yeah,
I understand it's a need, but if we're going to compare it to other businesses on that corridor, I don't see anything like that in any of the other businesses. So I think, you know, I understand that need, but I do think it needs to be concealed in some manner.
Well, if I may, there's a place right down the road from us, about 3 miles on the right-hand side. And I don't know if that's, I mean, they have a lot more vehicles out there and they don't do customers' vehicles. So I don't know if it's like a salvage yard or car retailer sort of deal, but they have, I mean, they have quite a few there too, but we don't have any problem complying, whatever.
Yeah.
I had to do, I just, you know, we're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you repurposing vehicle parts, but
I can tell you that.
It didn't give me a warm.
We're getting a little bit in the weeds here on all this. Let's remember what's in front of us tonight is a change of zone. C3, there are a number of things permitted in C3, and the real question we want to answer is this site appropriate for that type of zoning? All those things are important, and we can get to them certainly at site plan. We can deal with that, and I think everybody agrees with what you're saying, that we need to.
I mean, I think the nature of the business is you're fixing the Ford pickup truck, so there might, you know, some of the stuff you're fixing might not have a door on it when we drive through, and that's, you know, I think that's kind of understandable that you might not be able to hide the fact that you took the door off of something.
And it boils down to whether or not we should be able to see it. That's what we're talking about. Should it be screened in some way? We'll deal with that at the site plan, assuming you get your change of zone. Okay. Any further questions?
Nope.
Ms. Stevenson, anything?
No, I understand the zoning, what's entailed.
Not like it.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, except for just to point out that, you know, you can't make the assumption based on what other people are doing, because there's some light industrial zoning and LI2 further down the road that has completely different
standards. Could be that what they're doing is permitted where they're doing it, you know, that's the difference.
What I did learn about my client is, you know, he was doing pretty well down in Delmar, and he had this opportunity because it was a family business that opened up, and I think he was 27 or 28 when he started this, and it's no excuse, but he's learning as he goes, and he understands the next step is site plan. So,
yeah. Well, I live about a mile or a mile and a half from there, so I ride by there quite often. Yeah, I've watched it for 20 some years that I've lived there. So, yeah,
very good.
Understood.
Thank you.
Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1889 Air Fish Automotive? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1889? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is John Mills, and I live at 14443 Megan Way, and formerly lived down the street from this property. And I'm here in the interest of a friend and adjacent property owner, and also a property owner down the street. And I had some questions primarily, but some concerns about the property as well.
Okay.
It's different being on this side of the. question number one, are they planning to subdivide the parcel?
No, they what's being proposed is to create a zoning line, which is not a subdivision line. It's just an artificial line that demarcates an area that will be zoned C3, and yeah, that's it.
Okay. So then we're still talking about the entire parcel then?
Well, we're talking about rezoning only 5 acres out of the 14 that are there.
Okay.
It would be a zoning line, not a subdivision.
Zoning line, not a subdivision.
Right, but there, I guess there's some related concerns about the entire parcel and as well as that zoning. And the zoning is, first off, why wouldn't they just, if that's the intent of the business, why wouldn't they just apply for another conditional use for the proper use? And you know, not something wide open that could invite something that might be more controversial or what have you. The other concern is, a question, has other than the misuse, has there been any other sightings of violations on the property?
I know the most recent violation I'm aware of is for the use of the property.
Okay. Some of the concerns in the use of the property as a whole are the buildings that are on the property. Some of them in quite disrepair and not specifically there on that 5 acres, but the roadway that leads to that property. And I have pictures of a house that is on the 15 acres that is on Gordy Road. It's in desperate disrepair, dilapidated. I think most places in the county would require that it be torn down. And so that is a growing concern as well. And then there's other buildings you can't see that have been there many years. As you heard, it was once a hatchery, Reese's Hatchery. And so I guess another concern would be, is this business or future businesses, will they be storing products or goods or whatever, in these other buildings? That's why I'm suggesting that, if it's not a properly subdivided land-wise, then, who's to say they can't or won't,
They can't, because the zoning line will be, the application is for just this 5 acres.
I understand.
If they do something in one of those other buildings that's outside of that 5 acres, that would have to be a separate violation, a separate
and without a helicopter airplane, how would you know?
Because
you can't see those buildings.
Well, I mean,
and that's a concern of adjacent property.
Yeah, owners. And it's if somebody complained, somebody called an inspector would be able to go out there and tell. But
right.
I mean, that's the line would be shown. I mean. He would, if he has to go out there and pull tape or whatever he has to do, he would, what I think makes it a little bit easier is that, as my understanding is, that's the only building that's in this 5 acre boundary. Is that correct? Is that right?
That is what they provided, that is correct.
Right. So we would know that anything happening anywhere else other than that building is not within this
C3.
Okay.
Another question.
If it's approved, yeah.
Another question. There's a private road through there. Will that C3 property or zoning be allowed to use that road to access that parcel or that part of the parcel?
Well,
in other words, will there be commercial traffic not coming from 13, but also from Gordy Road? That's a concern as well.
So that's, go ahead.
Well, if it's a private road, it's going to be used by whomever the owner of that road permits to use it, I guess.
Right, but the thing is, my question is, okay, so you make this a C3 on the part of the parcel, but you've got a road that's not on, that's on the part of the parcel that is not going to be zoned C3.
The roadway, just for any zoning, would still be allowed to have access as long as, this is all one property, so it really doesn't matter. It's not like there's two property owners. What you're going to get into probably, though, is DelDOT looking at it much more detail, where they're going to, you know, make you close off that second one for commercial purposes and do a commercial entrance off the highway, you know, or potentially vice versa. You know, they may want you to have it off the back road. But that's really going to be...
And will DelDOT at the time, at the present, I'm sorry, I'm going to run.
No.
At the present, you know, DelDOT sees it as, you know, it's existing use, but then the use changes down the road to a 7-Eleven like we heard before. And then traffic all of a sudden accesses it not only from Gordy, but also Trussell Pond Road.
Yeah, they're going to need a whole new entrance permit if they do change the use.
This is something, I don't know if, I imagine the applicant's attorney is advising with this, but, and John, you probably know this already, but if they're successful with this zoning application, they will then have to go through a site plan, which will bring them in front of DelDOT, which may, with DelDOT may very well ask for a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know until they go through that part of the process. They will certainly have something to say about whatever touches their road. You know, they will.
I suspect DelDOT's going to make them do some significant improvements on the whole front edge.
I would imagine that entrance is going to be the subject of a great deal of discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does the building, does it meet the setbacks or is it non-conforming? I can't see. I couldn't see it.
If I'm reading correctly, it's 86 feet back.
86, okay. I couldn't read it.
It would comply with current and requested zoning.
Okay. And again, there's concern about, with the dilapidated buildings, the older buildings, vermin and such, and health issues and so forth by adjacent properties. Is it possible that since this property is not going to be subdivided, that you can place considerations or require considerations on those other buildings, such as the dilapidated building?
No, we really can't, because this application is limited to that 5 acres.
And it's a change in zone, so
we really can't put. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's been requested is a change in zone.
Right.
It hadn't been granted, but yeah, necessarily, yeah. But that's the problem there. We can't really deal with now. There may be, through some other sections of the code, there might be some way that folks who are aggrieved by what's going on there could file a complaint. That would be something you would want to investigate, but for what we're doing here and this application is just not, it's not the subject of this application, so we're really can't address it.
Okay. Well, for the things that can't be considered and the fact that, you know, they've already been in violation of the conditional use, I guess then I would say that my friend who I'm here to represent or would be in opposition of just an open-ended C3 as opposed to a conditional use.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition?
Not really. Our rules, are pretty, unfortunately, we have rules that say you only get one opportunity to speak for everybody, unless there's a question that the commission has.
But I don't think that Mr. James has been up. He hasn't been up.
That's true. I guess he's the applicant. But
yeah. I mean, to the extent there were a few questions, the road has been cut off for 2 years to get onto Gordy. So, but that the one question Mr. Mills has, and that I can answer right away as far as that.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right. Thanks.
And also, I've discussed with Mr. James the other buildings on the property, so he's aware, you know, something needs to be done in that regard. So.
Okay. All right. All right. There being no other questions from the commission, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.